Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
And we go live to Liverpool now to John and Edward Grimes. Jedward, you're very welcome.
Hey, Brendan. It's been a while since you were rocking your show back in the day.
But oh, we're still here for This is bringing me right back there. So I think how we're going to do this is, will you just say your name before you talk? Because obviously, if I could see you, I'd be able to tell the difference between you, but hearing you, not so much. So Eurovision final tonight, you're both right there in the middle of it. How's it all going, John?
I'm literally have a view. I can see it right from our window. No, it's going well. Everyone's buzzed. People are dressed up. They're fully getting behind it, like as if it was a massive soccer match.
What would you know about a massive soccer match?
I'm great at football, Brendan. Don't have any prejudged opinions. I'm capable of lots of things. Don't worry.
I know you're capable of anything you dream of, you can do. Edward, Liverpudlians have really embraced the whole thing, have they?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like they really have embraced it, because I feel like sometimes in the UK, cause it's been so long since they've done anything for Eurovision, because they haven't won in so many years. Same with Ireland. But I just think, like, a lot of people, sometimes Eurovision's like a secret cult that if you're not in it, you don't really know about it. But I think a lot of young people are into it now with, like, TikTok and everything. It's given a whole new level of audience to it all. And it's not as so much like people who've been following it for years. It's like a whole new audience that just discovered it.
And can I ask, do you guys just go as fans? What are you doing gigs there? What's your involvement?
We're getting major payouts. You know, we did the Euro Club twice. We don't turn up to anything for free. We literally did the Euro Village as well today. So it's great that they're like, you know, paying us in pounds as well. So hopefully the currency exchange will be good.
Absolutely. You see,
you're smarter than you look.
Yeah.
I know you were talking about price increases, but like a pack of socks is like used to be like €2. Now it's like €5. A t-shirt used to be like €2.50. Now it's like €6. Like all the basic essentials, even in clothes, is crazy. We even see ourselves. But moving on.
Okay, I think we've taken an interesting detour here into a cost of living item with Jedward. John, you just went out to get mousse, did you? Has the price of mousse gone up?
I think you can get these hair products cheaper in the UK. I've noticed that.
Really?
And I was shaving there because my stubble was coming through. You know, I got to let everyone know that I haven't aged since I was 21, getting ready for the competition. But yeah, I feel like obviously you have your deals, but then sometimes I feel like with products now, to get people addicted to them, they put them at like a low price, and then everyone likes it there, and then they put it right back up.
So Jedward buy on it.
Anyway,
Jedward like to buy on a deal. So listen,
you
have been as people will hear there on your cost of living diatribes, you have been increasingly kind of involving yourselves in politics. So the European Broadcasting Commission said yesterday that they refused to give the go-ahead to Zelensky of Ukraine to address the people of Europe at the Eurovision tonight. They say it would publicise the whole event. You guys don't agree?
I think it's already political that Russia aren't even in it. And the EBU, the fact that they're not letting Ukraine president, when they're actually hosting it in the UK, the fact that it's not even in Ukraine, I know there's a war going on, but I don't think it's as political as they're trying to make it out to be. I don't think it would cause any more dramas. I just think it would be more of a nice gesture as a thank you to the country for hosting it. And I think sometimes things like this, like there's rulings and books that were written a few years ago, and I just think like we're in a totally different time now. Like no one knew this was going to be happening in 2023.
Okay, that was John, was it? Edward?
It was Edward.
That was Edward, sorry. Are you, Edward, largely responsible for political policy for Jedward, or do you get together and decide on your stances?
No, everything's a joint decision. I just think a lot of stances aren't really a stance or political, just basic human decency towards human rights.
I feel like a lot of things aren't
that confrontational. I know in Ireland, you've got the oldies who are living back in the day and they don't want anything to change, but a lot of stuff's not that big of a deal. A lot of people don't get involved because they think they need a PhD from Trinity and all these different types of things, or wherever you go to college to talk about certain things. Sometimes it's just good to start the conversation. And sometimes, like a few years ago, we weren't as enriched in different topics and we never talked about it because we weren't as like aware of, like, we're more like, let's be pop stars, let's do that. But then it's good to like know what's happening in the world and give your say, because it does reach the, it does show where you're standing on things.
If I can say in defense of old people though, Edward. I suppose
not old people, but I mean people.
The thing about older people. I know, but sometimes is it not because they've seen how things can play out and they see the long game? And for example, like I was thinking, well, the Eurovision could end up being back in Russia at some stage. We don't know, right? Things change. Like when you've been around a long time, you realise things change, right? If it was back 100%. In Russia, and what if Putin decided, well, I'd like to address the Eurovision this year. You know what I mean? Is it setting a bit of a precedent?
Well, I don't think it's the same. I think Putin's caused a lot of problems. Like, he's obviously going to end up in the history books as, like, Hitler or something. Like, honestly, I just feel like it wouldn't be the same.
Okay, so you think this is a one-off, unprecedented kind of event in history, and the rules could have been bent for this?
Eurovision itself is, like, breaking a lot of boundaries because, obviously, lots of acts, not just singing competition. You've got, like, all kinds of artists there that represent, like, the LGBT. They represent so much different things. And, like, for viewers to see that in the countries where it's so restricted in, like, far and eastern countries and, like, Russia, like, it obviously inspires a lot of people watching these shows to be who they want to be. So it's not just, like, people are going to... The Eurovision is always with the times, and I feel it represents a lot more than just singing. I know sometimes it's about the song, but I think it's about what people stand for in the acts as well.
Okay, you like know what? I can't argue with that. I have to say that's very eloquently put. Listen, you were judges at the Eurosong contest on the Late Late Show this year, where it was decided to send Wild Youth to represent Ireland. Did we send the right song and the right band?
John, how are you doing? Oh, sorry, I thought you were still
John?
Talking, Edward.
No, I'm talking to you too, John.
I feel out of the batch of people, I feel like obviously you had Midnight Summer Nights, that could have done well, but she was very young and obviously it came out to the jury and the vote on the night of the public because the public did choose the song. But I think they still had a massive sound, like it was anthemic, but you know, it's what we had, what was to choose from. But I know it is hard to get it right, but I think they need to maybe have a songwriting camp or something and get a few songwriters together and have a debate when it comes to the early process of actually writing the song instead
of Brendan, I feel like I noticed a lot about the acts. It's like when we did Eurovision, everyone had to sing live, and I think Wild Youth, a lot of other acts, now they've got new rulings where they can add in vocals in the tracks, and a lot of other acts aren't singing as much as Wild Youth were singing. And I think Wild Youth, they were singing pretty much live all their whole song, but other acts are doing dance breaks, they've got vocals coming in that's not as much live. And I think like a lot of people it's more about like they're not actually doing the performance that you're seeing on TV. Like we went to the venue and it's totally different experience to be in the actual arena because they're all playing up to the cameras and it's not like a live concert. So
you see, this is what I think people are wondering as well. I didn't see that much of it, but I kind of saw the roundup at the end of them all. And did all the other people have a better staging and better costumes and everything than us? Like we had that gold jumpsuit, which seems to have divided opinion.
Brendan, I feel like when it comes to Eurovision, it comes down to having the right song at the right, in the right year. It's not that the song wasn't great or it wasn't a well put together song. Maybe like even like maybe 2004, 2012, around that time, it would have absolutely won it. But then Eurovision just keeps changing the whole time. That you just have to have the right song at the right time when, as an overall of the competition, you just have to always keep watching the trends and see how to twitch it up and. But yeah, that's what I feel. And or write a song that goes up in different gears. You just need to like, go up in those high falsettos. Like over the years, Duncan Lawrence and Spaceman last year with the UK, you have to go up in those BG keys and get, you know, really, really high.
You see,
the only thing I would have changed for the performance, instead of the stairs, I would have maybe had a star. And like, because sometimes the stairs sometimes look like default stage sometimes. I feel like sometimes if you flew in with a star or did something like a rocket or something that was more like that's Ireland with the rocket or the pop rocket or something.
I think they need to add me there onto the delegation.
You see, I think people are probably listening to this thinking these guys have a really good technical analysis and are clearly watching the trends on what works in Eurovision. And actually, the bit I saw the other night of the acts, I thought Jedward would actually work really well right now because it seems to be more about having a bit of a buzz and off you and kind of maybe having some kind of a gimmick or being visual or whatever. Would you go get back?
The scene. So we know what we're doing now.
You really know.
I feel like we've been doing it for so long now. We're like a brand new, the latest update of the iPhone. So I feel like, you know, if it came down to us doing it again, we really would.
So
be
if
on
we
level that we are even the first time.
If we updated you to the latest operating system for next year, you would definitely consider representing Ireland, would you?
100%. Okay, let's be realistic. Okay, they're probably going to give it to Johnny Logan or someone else. But I'm just saying,
The thing about Loreen is the thing is that I'm having a standout act, and she has these black bars that make it look like a music video. And it's always like the odd one out that people think, oh, I'm going to vote for that because that stood out to me. Because a lot of people try to do a lot of overproduction. And it's always the odd one out that you feel like stands your head. And she has background vocalists, but they're not seen on stage. They're hiding in a box somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about like the perception of the viewer.
Yeah. So you're saying hide the background vocalists in a box is your idea?
No,
I don't know how that will go down these days now.
It's more about, no, because I remember when she did Euphoria, she had like a couple of backing singers that were on the side of the stage, but it wasn't visually seen. So it looked like, Jesus, she's absolutely belting it. And it's nothing against anyone. Everyone has background singers. We have background singers. I'm just saying it's what's being seen on camera. The perception of the viewer seeing, wow, she's really giving it socks.
Guys, you're making a really compelling argument to send you next year, I have to say. Maybe ye and Dustin or something as a kind of a
Well, Dustin was already on the semi-final. One, we're hoping to get a look in tonight.
One at a time now, boys.
Your voice, Brendan.
What?
John, talk.
Sorry. Hello?
Hello? What's going on?
And we'll see what happens. But whatever we do, it'll have to be give you goosebumps or either get you absolutely buzzed for the night.
Okay, well, listen, I'll tell you what, I have goosebumps and I feel buzzed for the night at this stage. Let's circle back around and finish up where we started with politics. So you're there in Liverpool. I think we're all looking at this and thinking this has been a great success so far. The UK seemed to really love the whole Eurovision vibe and everything. And I know you guys weren't big fans of Brexit. Do you think this is the beginning of a rapprochement between Britain and Europe? They seem to enjoy being part of the European family, don't they?
I just feel like Brexit, a lot of people looking back, there was a lot of propaganda around the time for people to be voting for it. And the only fact that it came in was because a lot of people didn't have the information they needed to vote correctly. And it was a lot of...
Because it was a feeling.
All views. But I think like it has brought a new lease of life here because Europe was so disconnected from the UK. And it almost shows, like, if we all unite together, that it's not so distant. I know people thought the currency and everything was going to go up and all that, and they were going to feel like it was going to go back to the older times and all that. But I don't think that anything's really changed. It's only gone for the worse.
Okay.
I notice when I buy things on eBay, I have to pay a lot of import charges, and that's the only downer for me right now.
Yeah, you have to watch that you don't buy anything from the UK.
And we have fans who send us fan mail from the UK,
listen,
and they say it's worth a grand, and it's only worth, like, maybe a couple of euro. We have to pay, like, all the stamp duty. I'm like, don't send me any more fan mail, guys. I don't want to use any stamp duty in Dublin Airport.
Okay, there's a text here sums us all up in six words. They are speaking so much sense. Honestly, guys, you make more sense than anyone I've spoke to in ages. Another texter says, did Jedward just call me an oldie? What about their human rights stance? Old people are human and have opinions to be respected.
Guys, we love all ages. I'm just saying, people back in the day who go to church and I think the Catholic Church is all innocent and all that, you know,
wow.
Like those people that
you're
are
getting it all in. Okay.
All that stuff.
But
you know?
Want to, you clarify that the Jedward policy position is we love old people, yeah?
We love everyone. We're accepting of everyone. You know, we're friends with William Shatner. We're friends with Bo Derek. We're friends with all people of any age.
John and Edward,
you, Brendan, as well. I know you're kicking it. You're in your
force. Brendan, we'll have to get on a podcast together because I feel like, you know, you're always holding back opinions and your emotions because no one ever asks. But thanks for asking. Giving us a space.
You know what?
I'm
not going to hold back my emotions now. Guys, it's been too long. It's been lovely talking to you,
Brendan,
again.
Brendan, so much life's happened. Like, so much of personal in our lives, your life. But it's great that we're all still here and we're all striving for it because the entertainment industry is not easy.
We have survived. And listen, guys, not everybody might be happy about it, but you guys and me, we have survived.
Yes, Brendan.
John and Edward, have a ball for the rest of the weekend. I can tell you are. And I'll hopefully talk to you again soon. I'm going to take a break.
Much appreciated. You have a good one.
Okay. I'm going to take a break and recover from that.